openings in the Supreme Court in the first 2 years of a presidency are common. In fact, 8 of the past 10 presidents had at least one. So a vacancy now would align with historical patterns and intensify the stakes of Senate control for confirmations. And today we're talking about a seismic potential shift in the legal landscape of America, one that could affect the future of the Second Amendment for decades. And we'll also talk about potential replacement options as well. Guys and gals, there's a storm brewing around Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, one of the most consequential jurists in modern Second Amendment jurisprudence. Tongue-tied. Because over the last few weeks, every corner of Washington has been abuzz with talk that he might retire in 2026. Now, let me be clear right off the whip here, right off the rip. Nothing has been formally announced yet. Alito still is on the bench and hasn't filed any retirement paperwork. But the timing, the signals, and the political context here have Second Amendment folks paying very close attention. Let's break this down, because while everyone is talking about it, what it might mean for gun rights is really important, and why it might be one of the most important court vacancies in a generation is something everybody should have on the forefront of their brain here. For the last 2 decades, Justice Samuel Alito has been a cornerstone of the Supreme Court's conservative wing. He's been involved in every major Second Amendment ruling in the court's modern era, from Heller to Bruin. And he was integral in shaping the jurisprudence that recognizes an individual right to keep and bear arms. Put simply, when the Supreme Court decided Bruin in 2022, striking down restrictive concealed carry laws and defining how now dominant history, text history and tradition analytical framework is structured, Alito's influence was everywhere. He is not just another justice. He's one of the architects of today's Second Amendment landscape when it comes to legal decisions. But now, at the age of 75, with 20 years on the court, and a new book scheduled to be released in October of this year, speculation is flying around that Alito might retire strategically before the court's new term and before the midterm elections. Now, experts point to a couple of big triggers. The 20-year mark of a justice's career is historically a common retirement milestone. The timing of his book release, right after the Supreme Court's term starts, has some analysts saying that he might want to retire before arguments resume to go on a book tour. And with the Republican Senate majority heading into 2026, now would be the ideal timing for a conservative to step aside and hand the appointment to President Donald Trump. Again, no official announcement yet. I do know that I think it was Newsweek did reach out to the Supreme Court's Public Information Office to get a comment. But the whispers have grown into a roar across legal and political circles. And gun rights groups are watching very closely, obviously, because this could be a once-in-a-generation opportunity. And before we talk about the replacements, guys and gals, retail investment demand in gold and silver has jumped in recent months. J.P. Morgan said we could see $8,500 an ounce for gold, and silver has surged 158% in 2025. Not a reason to panic, but it is a reason to adjust your investments and buy more gold and silver. Gold has nearly doubled the performance of the S&P over the last 25 years. And you can call the proud Americans over at the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late to get in on this and mention my channel, Guns and Gadgets, to get the best-in-class service from Patriots Protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group has the no-fee-for-life IRA, where your IRA or your 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and then you might be eligible for the no-fee-for-life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 888-581-4989 for a free investor guide today. The Patriot Gold Group is Consumer Affairs' top-rated gold IRA dealer 9 years in a row. Call 888-581-4989 today. Thanks to Patriot Gold Group for sponsoring this video. Now, if Alito does retire and President Trump gets to nominate a successor, let's think exactly what that means for the Second Amendment, and then we'll talk about who are the leading candidates. Number one is preservation of the Bruin legacy. Alito's seat alongside Justice Thomas, who's also in his 70s and may be contemplating retiring sooner than later, plus Justice Gorsuch, has been foundational in embedding the Bruin text history and tradition test across different federal and state gun laws. And that test has been the legal engine driving challenges against, you know, assault weapon bans or magazine capacity restrictions or age limits and more aggressive gun control measures that just keep pummeling blue states. Now, if Trump nominates a justice who accepts Bruin, which I don't know how you could not, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be, but future rulings could be dramatically expanded when it comes to pro-gun outcomes. Number two is, this isn't risk-free. And here's the part that we in the Second Amendment advocacy realm have to grapple with. Just because Trump picks a conservative doesn't automatically mean it's a rock-solid pro-2A judge. We've seen before how Trump's picks, while ideologically conservative, sometimes break on gun issues in ways that the movement doesn't like. So the real fight would be not just who replaces Alito, but whether that replacement faithfully upholds Bruin's framework or just calls themselves conservative. According to reports circulating in the pro-gun advocacy sphere, a few names are being floated as potential successors. And according to my friends over at Ammo Land, the top three include the leading contender, Judge James Ho, who's 51 years old, of the Fifth Circuit, U.S. Court of Appeals, the best circuit when it comes to Second Amendment lawsuits and jurisprudence. He was appointed by Trump in 2017 and has quickly established himself as one of the world's most vocal defenders of Second Amendment rights on the federal bench. In U.S. versus Rahimi, he wrote a concurrence strongly criticizing any perceived erosion of Bruin's history and tradition framework. And he also repeatedly emphasized that the Second Amendment must be interpreted according to its original public meaning, rejecting that living constitutionalism approach to gun regulation. Judge Ho has also criticized lower courts for what he views as resistance to the text history and tradition Bruin test, and has advocated for broad protections of carry rights, including in public spaces. And gun right organizations like Gun Owners of America and National Rifle Association have praised his record, viewing him as someone who would not only preserve, but potentially expand upon Alito's legacy in this area. Again, he's 51 years old, so he'd bring decades of potential service to the court, making him an attractive long-term pick to lock in this pro-2A majority. Now, the second leading contender is Judge Andrew Oldham, also 51 years old, and another Trump appointee in the Fifth Circuit who was confirmed in 2018. And Oldham shares Ho's originalist views and has also authored several opinions applying Bruin's test rigorously. In the United States versus Rahimi case, when it was in front of the Fifth, Oldham joined the majority, striking down a federal gun ban on firearm possession by individuals subject to domestic violence restraining orders. Now, the reasoning there was that the government failed to show a significant historical analog. There was no text history tradition for that to happen, so he said hell no, but the Supreme Court later reversed that when Rahimi went before them in 24. Now, Oldman's opinion demonstrated a strict adherence to the text history and tradition methodology that Alito helped to establish. Oldham has also shown skepticism towards expansive interpretations of federal gun laws, particularly those that rely on a modern policy concern rather than the founding era evidence. In cases involving bump stocks and other firearms accessories, he's pushed back against administrative overreach by agencies like ATF. And Second Amendment advocates see Oldham as a reliable vote to continue limiting government restrictions on firearms, especially in challenges to state-level bans on commonly owned semi-automatic rifles. Now, his age, again, 51, and his experience make him another strong candidate to have a multi-decade tenure on the court. And then we'll just round out the top three here with Judge Naomi Rao, 52 years old, in the D.C. Circuit for the U.S. Court of Appeals. She was also appointed by Trump in 2019 and previously served as the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. She has deep ties to conservative legal movements as well, While her record on gun rights is less extensive than the other two, she has shown sympathy towards Second Amendment claims in several key cases. In Worth versus Harrington, she joined a panel that applied Bruin to strike down Maryland's ban on certain semi-automatic rifles and standard capacity magazines, finding no adequate historical tradition justifying those restrictions. The gun rights groups have noted that her willingness to scrutinize government justifications for firearm regulations is good, and her administrative law background could prove valuable in future challenges to ATF rulings, because we're obviously not going to abolish them like Trump said when he was running for office. Black Hawk Coffee, by the way. In all three cases, their judicial records suggest robust support for individual gun rights under the Constitution. But, you guys, the small things matter. Nuances matter. Now, a successor who expands Bruin's reach could usher in a golden age of federal and individual gun rights, and attacks on restrictive laws could succeed more easily in that court. But a nominee who only pays lip service to originalism can crush this, could stop this. And what Alito's retirement might set in motion goes deeper than one's Justice Department. It's about one's future architect when it comes to the Second Amendment in the courtrooms. Right now, the Supreme Court's conservative majority includes justices deeply committed to text, history, and tradition when they interpret the Constitution, but that majority is only 6 seats right now. And if you replace Alito with someone who's weaker on gun rights, that could change the trajectory of how the Second Amendment cases are decided. Remember, you need 4 to hear a case, you need 5 to win the case. And as we're seeing when these cases are you know, presented in their conference week after week after week after week, what happens is if they don't have 5 to win, they're not going to have 4 to hear the case because they don't want to waste the opportunity. And that's very frustrating for us. But let me be frank. We're at a moment where the court, the Supreme Court, will see big changes ahead. We got Alito and Justice Thomas. They're both in the mid to late 70s. And that will affect, their replacements will affect laws testing limits on magazine bans, red flag laws, local carry restrictions, and even future considerations on how far gun rights extend outside of our homes. Now, if the next replacements, I'll put plural, keeps Bruin strong or even strengthens it, that could be the difference between a victory or defeat in these fights. This is exactly the kind of moment that could define the future of America when it comes to Second Amendment jurisprudence. And if Alito stays on for a little while longer, then the Bruin framework stays strong. If he does retire to go enjoy the rest of his life and kick back off after his book tour on a beach somewhere, the next appointment isn't just another judge. It's the future of the Second Amendment. And this process gets even more important, like I said, when you factor in the age of the best 2A defender on the Supreme Court, Justice Clarence Thomas. Guys, if you found this breakdown useful, please hit that like button, share it with some friends in the Second Amendment community, and consider subscribing to the channel. I put out Second Amendment news every single day, and I would love to have you join the growing freedom family here. I'll continue to follow this story every step of the way, and I will keep you in the loop. Appreciate y'all. Stay armed, stay free, and of course, stay blessed.